In less than 24 hours, people will head to the polls in North Carolina and Indiana, and the Democratic presidential candidates are furiously courting voters and superdelegates. In North Carolina, Senator Barack Obama has consistently held a lead over Senator Hillary Clinton, but in Indiana, surveys indicate the race is much tighter. Indiana's primary is open to Republicans and independents, as well as Democrats. I spoke with Indiana political analyst Brian Howie about the shape of the race there. He says things in Indiana have been shifting.
Well, I certainly got the feeling that the momentum had shifted to Senator Clinton last week. And then about midweek, we had Representative Barron Hill, followed by Joe Andrew the next day, came out and endorsed Obama. With Andrew, the former Democratic National Chairman, that was a switch. And what that did, I don't think that'll draw a lot of new voters to Obama, but what it did was change the subject. And he certainly needed to change the subject from Reverend Wright. And since then, we've really seen the gas tax story take front stage center. And that may be the issue that decides this particular primary.
Now, both candidates have very different prescriptions for providing relief at the pump. Who's actually gained more traction on that issue?
Well, again, looking at the latest Zogby tracking that had Obama up by 2, there's a Suffolk poll that has Clinton up by 7. But I got the sense that the momentum on that issue certainly was shifting towards Obama. And yet the Clinton people are very confident. They think that they're going to do well here. And I think it remains to be seen. The wild card is we've got 200,000 new voters in this state. There's no history to how they'll vote. And so there are all sorts of little interesting jigsaw pieces floating around, and I don't think anybody can really say they've got the puzzle put together right now.
So those 200,000 new voters, you say, are the wild card. One of the interesting things about this contest is the way that both candidates, both Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, are going out of their way to court Republicans.
Well, we've seen a spectacle of Bill Clinton campaigning in Dan Burton's congressional district, the 5th congressional district. And Burton was a thorn in his side throughout the 8 years of the first Clinton presidency. And it's very conservative. It's one of the most conservative Republican districts in the nation. And here was Bill Clinton in places like Carmel, Indiana, and Hartford City. This past weekend, he was up in northeastern Indiana in places like Kendallville and Angola, very Republican areas. And we saw Barack Obama do a family picnic in Noblesville. And Hamilton County is, again, another extremely Republican area.
Like many states, Indiana has very big regional differences from top to bottom. How does that change the game in this election? If you take the top of the state and look at Lakeview County near Illinois and the center of the state near Indianapolis and Bloomington and then southern Indiana as you head toward Kentucky, which is altogether different from the top of the state.
Yes. You know, the southern Indiana counties have a Kentucky feel to them, and then you go up to Lake and Porter County, and you're in Chicago. I mean, it's just an extension of Chicago. You know, I've got this election as a toss-up right now. Things seem to tighten up in Lake County, which should be, that's Obama's backyard, and apparently he made a big Chicago TV buy, which tells me that they've got concerns there. I talked to Congressman Joe Donnelly from the Notre Dame South Bend area. He thinks his district, the 2nd Congressional District, is a toss-up. I've heard similar things in the Fort Wayne area. That's the 3rd Congressional District. Down in southern Indiana, we had Lee Hamilton literally barnstorming like he was running himself. He hit, I think, 8 different communities. And while that's Clinton country, when Lee Hamilton has something to say, those folks down there listen.
And Lee Hamilton there is barnstorming for Barack Obama.
Yes, absolutely. He introduced Barack Obama at the Jefferson Jackson Day dinner. And depending on where you were seated in the room, I saw one press report out of Fort Wayne saying that the crowd was definitely Obama. And yet where I was sitting, it seemed like it had a Clinton tilt to it. So even, you know, something like 2,000 people gathered in a room, you got different opinions as to where things are stacking up.
Brian Howie, thanks so much. Good to talk to you again.
Thanks, Michelle.
Brian Howie is a political analyst, and he's the editor of Howie Politics Indiana.